وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who listen and apply. Tonight we have a very special reminder. We all know that the only way to enter Jannah is to earn the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that none of you will enter the Jannah with their actions. They said, the Sahaba, the companions, they said, even you, ya Rasulullah, even you will not enter the Jannah with your a'mal. He said, even me, until Allah shower me with his mercy. Allahu Akbar. So even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who has countless amount of good deeds, he will not enter the Jannah except with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight, we will be discussing few actions that will make me and you earn the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of rahmah. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua of mercy to these people who do these actions. So what are the actions that will make us deserve to earn the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with rahmah? Okay, first, the hadith is in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Rahim Allah, may Allah have rahmah. On who, ya Rasulullah? On the person who is kind when he sells and kind when he buys. And he is kind when he loans somebody money. And he is kind when he asks for the repayment. رحم الله رجلا سمحا إذا باع وإذا اشترى وإذا اقتضى. This person who earned the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ with rahma, when he sells something, and if the person buying has some, maybe short a little bit, he is samh, he is kind enough to let him go. And when he is also buying something from others, he does not cheat them. He does not put the product down or the item down in order to feel like he's a very smart, shrewd businessman. He will give the person his right. He will give the item its value. And also, he is kind when he loans. Somebody came to him and asked him for a loan. Someone is behind in his rent. Someone is behind in his bills. And he came and asked him to loan him some money. He does not give him 600 talks before he give him that money. He will give it to him and he will make dua for him. And he will make the other person feel that I'm always here for you. This is a person that he will deserve the dua of rahmah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Similarly, when he asks for the money back, he is also kind and loving and merciful. If the person does not have the money back, he will give him another extension, no problem. He will not make the person feel so bad that he has to pay him now or otherwise I'm going to take you to court, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to do that to you. Subhanallah. So that person will deserve the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ of rahmah. Second, رحم الله امرئ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the rahmah of Allah will descend upon a person who prays four optional rak'ahs before asr. صَلَّ أَرْبَعًا قَبْلَ الْعَصْرِ. Subhanallah, we all know that there are no sunnah مؤكدة, 100% sunnah before asr. We know that there is sunnah before duhr, sunnah before fajr, sunnah after maghrib, sunnah after isha, but before asr, there's nothing 100% to be done. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whomsoever pray four rak'ah before asr, this is an option, he will get the rahmah of Allah. He will get the dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم for Allah to give him or her his rahmah. Four rak'ahs, two and two. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Salatul layl wal nahar mathna mathna. Pray them in twos. So I pray two rak'ah, I make salam, and I pray another two rak'ah before Salatul Asr, and inshallah we'll get the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Rahim Allah, may Allah have mercy on the people, on the men who shave their head after Umrah and after Hajj. We all know that in Umrah and in Hajj, after we finish Tawaf and Sa'i, the last rukun is to shave or cut the hair, right? So Rasulullah ﷺ said, may Allah have mercy on the one who shaves. So the people said, Ya Rasulullah, what about the people who cut? He said, may Allah have mercy on the people who shave. They said, Ya Rasulullah, how about the people who cut? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the people who shave. Three times. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what about the people who cut? And the people who cut the hair. Subhanallah. So three times dua of rahmah for the people who shave, and one time dua of rahmah for the people who just cut the hair from, you know, it has to be equal cut from every side of the head. So here it shows us that it is preferable to have the head shaved, of course, for the men. Subhanallah. But alhamdulillah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still made dua of rahmah for the people who only shorten the hair. And the last one, my brothers and sisters, subhanallah. Rahim Allahum ri'in. Every one of those hadith start by, may Allah, Rasulullah is making dua of rahmah. May Allah have mercy. Listen to this one. We can all do this one. May Allah have mercy on the man who wakes up in the middle of the night and to pray tahajjud, and he wakes up his wife. And if she did not wake up, the Rasul said, he sprinkles water on her face. And may Allah have mercy on the wife who gets up during the night to perform salat and wakes up her husband for the same reason. And if he refuses, she sprinkles some water on his face. Allahu Akbar. You know, subhanallah, what kind of household is this? Yani, the rahmah, the mercy of Allah descend upon this household, where the husband and the wife are up in the middle of the night pleading to Allah, performing qiyam, making dua, subhanallah. How blessed is that household? And in another narration, Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, those people will be recorded from الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. They will be recorded among the people who remember Allah abundantly. So my brother, the husband, if you are from the people who get up and pray tahajjud, pray qiyam, wake up your wife and let her pray whatever she can. And similarly, my sister, if Allah blessed you and you are from the people who pray tahajjud, wake up your husband to perform a couple of rak'ah, and that will be amazing, subhanallah. Yani, and keep in mind that if the spouses are waking up each other for tahajjud, do you think this household is missing fajr? Impossible, because fajr is an obligation. And tahajjud is an option. Subhanallah. So my beloved brothers and sisters, imagine getting the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though he has departed from this world. Dua of rahmah by doing these four things that we mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who gain the rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who will meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, la ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhad an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.